Boker Tov, Shavua Tov. So we are, today is Monday, Yud Gimel Menachem Av, Tafshin Pe. Nu Sugiya, Nu Siman, fresh start, Bezat Hashem, to end off the summer with a bang, Bezat Hashem. So we've spoken about the Sugiya before in the past, but it's pretty interesting to see it with all of the Rishonim and all the mechanics going on inside. There's a Gemara on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Bet, which is going to serve as the basis for the first few Se'ifim in Siman Kuf Yud Dalet. Later there's going to be other Gemarot as well, but this is the primary one for now. Let's see the Sugya, Chip Chap, and then I want to show you the Rishonim. It's very interesting that after we have a solid foundation from Bishul Akum, so it's much easier to understand the concept that the Gemara speaks about over here, even though it is backwards, meaning we went backwards in the Gemara. Avalonura. So says the Gemara, Itma, Mipneima Asru Shechar Shel Ovdei Kochavim. What's something you can tell me just about those first few words? Oh, yefeh me'od. Not everybody has that girsa. What's the other girsa in the Gemara? Mipneima Amru. Amru is, remember, Amira is Lashon Raka. Not everybody agrees. There's a girsa in the Rashba like that. There's a girsa in the Ramban like that. So we're going to have to delve into this. But right now the girsa that we have b'faneinu is that it's a gzira, hands down, en ma la'asot. What's the reason for it? Says the Gemara, Rami bar Chama amar Rabbi Yitzchak mishum chatnut. Yeah? Just like the other things that we are osed. Rav Nachman amar mishum gilui. It's because of it being left open and having snake venom issues. Says the Gemara, gilui demai. What gilui are we talking about? Ilema gilui din ziyaita. If we're afraid of the barrel that it's poured into after brewing being left open. We also keep it open. If you're afraid of the barrel where it's brewed being left open, we also leave that open too. So that has nothing to do with goyim, that has to do with snakes. And we leave it open too, and apparently we're not afraid. Which means, we're afraid of this by this goyish made beer in a place where they mix water into the beer brewing process, in which case, we know that we have a halacha that snakes don't drink beer, but they do drink water. So over there, there's much more of a chashash that a snake drank from it, and that's where it's going to be a problem. Says the Gemara, "Ela me'ata yashan tishtere," which means if it ages, then it should be mutar. Why? We see in Rashi, what happens when something ages? Apparently, if there was snake venom inside, it would prevent it from aging. So if it did age, apparently that's an indication that there's no venom in there. Says the Gemara, so how come Ela me'ata yashan tishtere de'amar bi yashan mutar ein man yichol yashin? Why? Because if there was stuff in there, wouldn't let it become yashan. Yachmitz mutar ein man yichol yachmitz. And it says the Gemara gzera yashan atu chadash. The reason why yashan is asur, really it should be mutar, and the only reason it's asur is gzera atu chadash, because you don't always know the difference, and there could be chadash with venom in it, and therefore we're osir there. Is there a maskana? Ein po maskana. But at the end of the day, it's asur. Tov. And now the Gemara tells a ma'aseh shehaya with some amoraim. Rav Papa, you know, especially in those times, the drink of choice, the beverage of choice was beer. That was a big thing. Not only that, we saw in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Kuflamed Tet Amud Bet. The Gemara says that what was Rav Papa's trade? He was a beer brewer. He was a brewer and salesman. That's what he did. Anyway, but so that was in Bavel, that was the drink of choice. That was the big thing. Yes, Tosfot. Tosfot and the other Mordechi.
All this is talking about date beer. So both, probably. Tosfot says it applies to everything, but they were probably talking about date beer.
It's a machloket gdola me'od. We have to wait for the Bet Yosef. This is big stuff.
Bishul aspect.
Well, actually, what they drank wasn't really called, in our language, it wouldn't be called beer. It would be called mead. M-E-A-D-E. Which is a kind of like a date liquid zach that ferments into some sort of alcohol. Rarely they would make it out of barley too, but let's leave that for a moment. Says the Gemara, Rav Papa mefikina labava dechanuta veshate. Rav Papa, when he wanted to order beer, they took it out to the threshold of the store and he would drink it there, which means he wouldn't drink it inside. Rav Achai maitule levete veshate. They would send it home to him and he would drink it there. V'tavar mishu chatnut. And both of them held that it was because of chatnut and not because of gilui. The Bach adds in the word mihu, Rav Achai Abidar Chakai Yeterata. Rav Achai was a little bit more machmir than Rav Papa. And the Gemara says, Rav Shmuel bar Bisna ikla le Margoan. Margoan was a place of, it was a Jewish city, but they weren't so careful with yain nesech and kashrut issues. Aitu lechamara v'la'ishte. They brought him wine, he didn't drink. Aitu lechichra, they brought him beer, v'la'ishte. Bishlam hachamara mishum shimtza. I understand he didn't drink the wine because of a concern of yain nesech. Shichra mishum mai. What's the reason he didn't drink the beer? Mishum shimtza de shimtza. Remember this, we're going to need this in the Rashba, which is what? That the why didn't he drink the beer? A gzira, a chashash of what? Yain nesech. Yain. Regular yain was nigzar because of yain nesech. And beer, he made another gzira on the beer because of yain nesech.
So,
you know, it's funny because most of the times when the Gemara asks, it's gzira, the gzira, the common answer in Shas is what? Kula chada gzira. So more times than not, the Gemara will say kula chada gzira. It's very interesting. That's the way it works. So, about very few and far between will you find the Gemara ending off in a kushiya that it's mamash gzera gzera and you can't do it. Because usually the Gemara will say kula. When the Chachamim made it the gzera, they extended it. Not hampa. What happened? Are you wearing flannel in the summer? Your shirt.
I don't know what
it just looks like flannel. Okay. Anyway.
It's not hot.
It's not hot. Okay. Anyway, bikitzur. No, they had, you know those shirts that
yeah,
the
lumberjack.
Like a mat shirt. Anyway, b'kitzur, so it says like this. Tov, aval mikol makom says Rashi as follows. Rabotan, yeah, it's Monday. I know it's Mondays are hard. I told the guys this morning Mondays are hard. Even in Israel, where Sunday's a work day and a learning day and whatever, Mondays are harder than Sundays. It's a thing. Misheshet me bereshit. The Zohar Kadosh says that Gehinnom was created on Monday, and so is the Malach HaMavet. So it's Monday's a rough day. Manasot. You have to be mitgaber. Yeah? You have to learn on Mondays too. Tuesday's a different story. But Monday, you know, at least Monday. So he says like this. Says Rashi, Mishum Chatnut. Very interesting Rashi. Listen to the Lashon. Shelo yergil la'asot mishta'ot etzel oved kochavim yitin aynav bevito. What's the problem? The problem is we're afraid that you're going to commonly make parties by the goyim, and by doing so, you know, people's eyes stray to where they're not supposed to. And, you know, that's going to lead to intermarriage. So, says Rashi, din zaita ba'ot she'ashechar ba'gigit she'na'aset. That's the barrel that it was brewed in. Anana me'magilinan, de'kaimanan de'shechar la'shatechev yamineh. We hold that snakes don't drink beer. Be'atra de'matzlumaya, be'makom she'rgini na'ashot ha'mayim b'keli ad she'utzlulim, u'mayim yesh ve'en mishum gilui. Which means that they brew water together with the beer. Yashan mutar, kol devar gilui. שישהו אותו עד שנתיישן מותר, דאין מניחו ערש של נחש לישן, אם היה בתוכו, החמיץ מותר, יין מגיתו חדש שנתגלה, עד שלא יחמיץ, והחמיץ מותר. וואי, בידוע שלא שתה בו נחש. דאילו שתה בו נחש, לא היה מניחו להחמיץ. למרגוען, that was the place, ישראל חשודים היו, ולא מקפידים על עינם של עובדי כוכבים. Yeah, these people got a bad rap, you know, that's apparently most of the people in this place, לא הקפידו. Yeah, ויתר. משום שימצא חשד יין נסך שימצא דה שימצא גזירה שיחרה אתו חמרה, which means he made a gzera on the beer אתו the wine. טוב, there's a few Tosfot over here that I want to focus on. Says Tosfot מפני מה עשו שיחר, and it's very interesting. Tosfot points out then the Mishnah דף למד ה, which discusses all of the other food items that the Chachamim asked because of Chatnut and other Gzerot, Shechar is not there. So why is it not there? Says Tosfot, Isur Shechar lo matzinu lo b'mishnah, v'lo b'baraita, v'sheme b'imei Amoraim asruhu. It was something that the Amoraim enacted because of this, because beer apparently had a big Meshicha, and therefore, even though in general, most Takanot we find from Menchek Nista Gdola and or the Tanaim, however, over here, there are more Machmir, even Amoraim made it. Why? Because we're afraid of Chatnut. That Tosfot can skip. Now, if you skip for a second to Tosfot Vitarvayo, this is a very, every line came out of Tosfot, every line or two, over here is another halacha, and the Bet Yosef is also going to take apart the Tosfot, as do other Rishonim, but let's first see what he says. Yeah, Roy, you want to read the Tosfot? Take a moment. They were later Amoraim, right? Rav Papa was a Talmid of whom? Remember. Comes up in the Gemara all the time. Rav Papa was a Talmid of Abaye Rava. Talmidam Mufak of Abaye Rava. He was Rosh Hashiva after them. Abaye was Rosh Hashiva first. He passed away young. Rava took him over, and then, Rav Yosef, nechon. Well, first was Rabba. Rabba was the Rashiva for 22 years. Then Rav Yosef afterwards. And then Abayev Rava. And then Rav Papa was the Rashiva of Pumbedita afterwards. Weiter. Which means, back to his lodging. Which means if you have a Jew lodging by a goy's house, by a hotel, an inn, his house, whatever it is, it would seem to be mutar, says Tosfot, to send somebody, or even for a person to go shop, to buy beer from a goy and bring it home, yani, to your lodging and drink it there. Why? Because for all intents and purposes, at that time, that lodging is considered your house. And here comes another chidush.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which means that he's saying now that another thing. Let's say you're not buying it. Let's say you're there in the goy's house, lodging, not coming for a meal, but let's say mama's sleeping over, and the host, you know, gives you a drink, gives you a beer, whatever. He says it's mutar. Why? Because of eva. But then he says what? Because even when the chachamim said it's asur, they only said bederech keva, velo bederech aram. The Knesset Gdola is going to have a big question from, you know, one word to another in Tosfot, seklepnisht, which means it doesn't stim, exactly. What doesn't stim here? First Tosfot says the heter is because of Eva. And then he says at the end, a line later, he says the heter is because of Akrai. So which one is it? There's big nafkamino. What happens if there's Eva without Akrai, meaning Eva bikvi'ut, or Akrai without Eva? What's the halacha? Huh? Be'emet. Kacha? Lo kacha. Ze po chatnut. Ze lo tzchok. Yeah, weiter.
V'chal din shechar, ben shechar shel tmarim, ben shel tfu'a, ve'en et sora shel tfu'a, mishum shul ha'de kuchavim.
Oh, what about pishul akum? Yeah?
Kmo salta v'daisa, de af agav, de lo chaze lekos kashiru chai, de sviya leki idach, de shna derav, de amar, kol sheinu ole al shkan anachim, en bo mishum shul ha'de kuchavim.
Okay.
Okay, that's one answer.
One answer is that what? He holds that it's not Olei al Shulchan Melachim. The barley itself is not Olei al Shulchan Melachim. The second answer, which seems to be a more primary answer in Tosafot,
ve'od.
Big time. So he's saying, this we've mentioned several times before, the Pri Chadash actually brought it, he said something similar in Kufyud Gimel, which is that the laws of Brachot, apparently, and the laws of Bishul Akum are interrelated, just like on beer. Okay? First of all, you filter, there's nothing to make mezonot on over there, and even if there was, it wouldn't be there for taste, but you filter out the barley and the hops and whatever. Can you imagine drinking chunky beer? It's not.
He said means batel or tafel. He says
batel here. Batel means tafel. It means tafel because over there it's not there for the taste. It's already brewed. You know what I'm saying? You're not leaving. It's mushy junk. You have to filter it out. And therefore, the bracha, just like the bracha on beer she'akol, so too it doesn't fall under bishul akum. Tov. Now, with this in mind, the rishonim are all going to be bothered. It's interesting that Tosfot didn't address this question, but all the Rishonim are bothered by what in the world, where else do we find by Gzirat Chatnut? They focus more on Pat, okay? Because that's the Gemara that's closest to here. But let's say by Pat Akum, which we didn't discuss all the halachot about, but we don't find that the laws of Pat Akum are dictated by geography, which means once it's Asur, it's Asur. Same thing with Shalakot, same thing with Bishul Akum. It's not geographically Asur. Once it's Asur, it doesn't matter where you take it, what you do with it, it's Asur. Why is it that by beer, you know, in a certain place, it's Asur? You take it out of the store, you take it home, mutar. Back in the store, Asur. Mazin. What's going on with it? So there's about five answers among the Rishonim. You count it? Huh? Take it away. Ramban. Tikra Ma'omer. It's on the page, we're in the sheets now.
מה מחכים דהל בעולם לחתנות הרשתת? The two late commission chatnuts. The afagav, the kaman, amina, lo tishta'u mine, the aibol, the afil, nahama, the ramayet, afilu, amitzare,
the matam. Apparently, Evo was eating pat akum outside the city limits. And the Chachamim got upset at him and they said, don't learn from him. He's eating pat akum. Ya'ane, that even if you take it outside the city, it's asur. So how come over here, taking it out of the place where it's sold is sufficient? It's up to Ramban. Oh, first of all, the chatnut issue of pat is much worse. Why? Because it's much more integral than what? Than beer. Beer is a luxury. Bread is a necessity. And therefore, over there, you're much more reliant on it. And since you're more reliant, there's more of a chatnut issue with that than with beer. Number two. This is another good one. Oh. Says, who usually makes bread? Bread is usually women. So over there, there's an interaction. It caused, oh, psh, and you know, yeah. You have to use your imagination a little bit, right? You look at a piece of bread, you think of a woman. Is it, oh, you know, whatever. Avan mikol makom lechachamim yerda, you know, yerda Torah lesof da'ato shel Adam. The chachamim understood that, oh, it's going to be, wow, what bread is it? And then what? Mashen kin, who makes beer? Yeah, I mean, that's a man's department. Should be, but, you know, that's what it is. And therefore, over there, there's less of a concern of chachnut. He's about to bring down a rabbit, which he disagrees with, Matelman.
Maybe Ramban or Mitkaven that since you know women usually make bread, when you go and buy the bread, you're going to converse with a woman and stuff like that, and you have a more chance to marry, whereas with beer, it's not like that. I mean, it's not only the thought of when I'm eating the bread, not thinking, oh.
No, no, it's not the thought. It's not only the thought. What happens if it's only, you know, the baker, the woman baker is in the back and the salesman is a man in the front? The point is, it's more ma'aseh nashim, so it brings about, in general, more kiruv. Again, we've seen time and time again through Kufiyut Gimel that these laws are not foolproof, which means you're not going to find the application all the time. But when the Chachamim made Gzerot, they couldn't, you know, there's not pick and choose Judaism. They had to make, you know, a across the board Gzerah, because you can't make Loplugs, because then the whole Gzerah becomes Chucha Veitlula. Yeah, now it brings the Ravid. He says, interesting, that Avad says that whereas all of the other things you talk about, you know, Bishul Akum and Pata Akum and Shemen and Tzir and all the other things that the Mishnah talks about, they are all independent gzerot. Masha'enken Shechar, since we don't find in the Mishnah, like we saw it in the Maskanah the Gemara, Shimtza de Shimtza, Shechar is really only a tag along, it piggybacks on what?
Yeah.
On Yain. And since it's only a piggyback gzera, therefore what? The Chachamim, the same way they made a piggyback zera, they gave certain kulot for it also, that if you take it out, it's mutan. Yeah? V'en zemira. He says, the Ramban wasn't so happy about that. Okay? Go ahead. Which means that was Tosfot, by the way, that we don't find in any Mishnah Baraita. It was really more of a minhag, yeah? Yeah. Now he points out that there's two different girsaot in the Gemara. Girsa number one is what we have, mipnema asur. When you say mipnema asur, that means to begin with, there's an isur here, go figure out what the isur is. But if you start the Gemara, mipnema amru shechar. Already when you start, mipnema amru shechar shel ovdei kochavim asura, what does that mean? That there's room to figure out where it came from. Is it isur gamur? Is it gzira? Or is it mishum minhag shenahagu? So he says, that's probably what Tosfot would go with, but the Ramban doesn't seem like that. The Ramban himself seems like it's actually a gzira gmura.
According to the Ravad,
yeah,
would he oser somebody getting wine from an under store and walking out and drinking outside? Because he's saying the whole reason why we permit that for beer is because beer is a gzera on because of wine. So seemingly wine isn't a piggyback.
Vadai shema. Vadai would be asur. And is it shum
satek? So according
to everybody. The vadai, yeah, sure.
No, taking wine outside the store is not enough for
an under. If it's yain neser, if it's
not yain neser. You get a wine from an under, the whole thing we're talking about.
Stam yinam. Stam yinam, that's what it is. When we say Yain Nesek, it's a reference to
the
Tanna.
The Gemara was choshesh about wine. Why does it say the Gemara of Chatnu?
That's what it was.
Yain Nesek or Stam drinking wine in their store?
No. In general, drinking their wine. And not only that, they made it a Surban Na'ah, which is the only one that they made a Surban Na'ah.
Right, so it's not because of Chatnu, it's because of it's through the Reda of Yain Nesek.
No. Even when they're not, that was the Chidush. Even when they're not Chashudim to be Menasek, they're still Gzera Mishum Benotehim.
Okay, so in that kind of case, that they're not chashud because of Yain Nesek.
Can't take it out of the store.
Why not?
Doesn't work. Because that was Ikar Gzera, and there was no Kula on that. The Kula was only on the piggyback Gzera, which is the Shecha. Understand? Now, the Rashba also says a little bit similar, but he says something very interesting. You can skip to the middle, because he just brings the Sugiya. O mikon makom kil tveh.
Mikon makom kil tveh, meshar dvarim shekazur lehem yishum chatnut.
Boom. What do you say? By beer, in general, it wasn't considered derech eretz to invite a person over and just give him a drink. Right? And even though you want to say it today, maybe it's a little bit different. Lo kol kach pashut. When you invite somebody over, you give him food. You just give him drinks. Huh? Dates is a different story. We're not talking about dates now. Right? If you go out to eat on the first date, that's a little bit lo beseder. It's a lo, you know? I had a cousin. Yeah.
It's the other way you're saying.
Takshiv tov. I have a cousin. He went out the first date. He asked, just derech eretz, by the way, also, takshivu tov. Derech eretz dictates that on the first date, even if you have a plan or any date, you ask, yeah, is there anything, anywhere you'd like to go, anything you'd like to do? You offer, you say, b'derech eretz, anything you'd like to do. So, mipnei derech eretz, he asked the girl, he says, is there anything you'd like to do? So she said, yeah, I want to go get a burger. First date. Yeah, and they're married. And they like fast food. Huh? See? That was. Listen.
Hopefully
it works.
We get something like that.
Huh?
Hopefully we get something like that.
Okay. So, listen. Different. You know, you're lucky.
What do you do if the girl said, I want to go to sandwich bar?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's hear what he says. Okay. So, the beer is kosher. Anyway, Bekitsur. You're learning Bishul HaKom, not Tano Tzemi Meni. So he says over there, it was considered not Derech Eretz to do that. You don't invite a person over, and therefore the Kiruv HaDat is much lower grade than that. Okay, Vayter. Yeah? So you see, the Rashba is actually driving the point home even more, and he's saying it's not a gzera at all. I know. The Ramban was kind of iffy about it based on the Girsa and the Gemara. The Rashba in Zorat HaBayit says Meforash that it's not a gzera, period. Maze? Zeminhag Yisrael Kedoshim. They accept it upon themselves because of the negative effects of intermarriage. They said, lo osim etzeh, you're not going to do it. But even the minhag of Yisrael Kedoshim was only where? where it's sold, bevet ha'akum. But once it's taken out, beseder. Yeah, go ahead.
Behind the arena, between ma amru shefar shel goyim asur, below amru between ma gazru shel shefar.
Okay, so far we have four reasons. Four reasons why beer is different than pata akum and the other gzerot of Chazal. You have the first two of the Ramban, right, which is what? No, pat is much more crucial, essential. Pat is ma'aseh nashim. You have the Ravid who says that it's only a piggyback zera, so there are more mekim. You have the Rashba who just said what? The Rashba just said that it's because of what? Because people are not mazmin, so there's no kiruvadat over there, they're not mazmin. That's number four. And the Ran says over here number five. Let's see what the Ran says. Moment. He says, very similar to the Rashba, but he says a different thing. Alcohol is only chashuv when? When does alcohol create a kiruvadat? When you're drinking it together in his house. But if you take it to go, that kiruvadat disappears. That's milta de mistabna. And then he brings down the Ramban's two reasons. Okay, now, there's a very, very interesting read over here in Piskei Arid, not Tosfot Arid. Okay, in the Piskei Arid, same one. No, it's the same one, different kibbut. Okay, so in the Piskei Arid, he says over here something very interesting. And all these other poskim are actually talking about what's the difference between beer and pat. Over here, we're going to talk about what's the difference between that and Bishul Akum, beer and Bishul Akum. Now, he's going to say huge chidushim here, especially when we look down at the He'arot, at the notes from the publisher, big stuff. Let's see what he says. Yeah, Ryan, you want to read? Scary? Moment. Oh. Read through the rid, rush through the rush, rip through the riff, and run through the run.
Oh, the rid is also a
rid
through the
rid? No, read through the rid.
Yeah.
Me neither, but it's just Roy. Anyway, but Kitsur, yeah, Ariel would be proud. So he says like this, yeah. Aval, Mizarit, Mizarit. Yeah, no, not Teherani.
Trani.
Trani is in Italy. Yeah, it's in
Teheran.
No, not Teheran. The same He, yeah, Viter. You know, it's funny because there's actually Syrians with the last name Teherani. It's weird, I'm not sure why. Zez, Bilshon Sagi Nahor. I know. Mitzrayim, I know. But you heard the name Teherani?
Yeah.
So I'm not. But they're Syrian. I'm not sure. Maybe somebody came from Iran and he hung out in Syria and they just like. Okay, weiter. That was Russian. Okay. Here's the clincher.
Love it.
Big stuff. In those times, apparently, looks weren't the most important thing. When a person eats from the food of the goy, and the goy knows how to cook, what's he going to think? Wow, shtabach shemo. If he knows how to cook like this, bito. Wow, forget it. Which means that one of the main things was what? You know, you have to, you know, especially by Sfaradim, it was nahug lehavdil elef alfei hevdalot, but you have to test her cooking before. A lot of girls, this wouldn't work today because a lot of them are illiterate when it comes to cooking until they get married anyway. So a lot of them learn on the job. She said it's not a big deal. That's why there's takeout. Aval mikol makom, you know, in those times it was considered, you know, everybody knows. Yeah, the Gemara says also it's in the fourth period of Masechet Shabbat. They used to wear the chokers to make them look fat. Whatever. There's a whole situation, huh? Ba'alat basar was considered. Aval ani yodea. Aval zemash katuv, that people, when he saw him, that he had this, this you know, this thing of cooking, so immediately attributed, he says, wow, if this is how the goyim men know how to cook, then for sure the women in this family, and then he goes cuckoo over her. Yeah? Aval, in terms of beer, it doesn't work like that. Why? Because any Tom, Dick, and Harry can make beer, and therefore, en bezeh kol kach meshicha, and that's what he says over here. But there's an interesting nafka mina ledina, which we're going to see. Mata omen.
That's
right.
Only not to get drunk there, but you can drink there.
Huh?
Is it not to get drunk there? If someone take one drink, you're not getting drunk.
No, that's not right. See that? You can't take one sip al da not to get drunk. The point is, you know, it's like beer and other alcohol, it's like Pringles, right? Maze. That's not how you say it. It's not you can't just have one. Once you pop, right? Once. No, once you pop, you can't stop. That was Pringles. Anyway, but in Israel, how do they call it? Pringles. Anyway, Bikitsu. Yeah. Aval. Yeah. There's a whole pulmus in Israel where the Pringles are, they had a big thing in Chavedat. People are saying, no, forget about the bracha, it's Bishul Akum. But they said, Bishul Akum. It's not Bishul Akum, Bishul Panim Ba'ofen. That potato powder, putting it, that's not
enough.
Besides for that, I'm talking about in Maran. How can you ever think that something like that is on Shulchan Nachim? No way. Okay, so anyway, that is with regards to that. Now let's see the notes. There's a note on the bottom of the Piskei Reed that we just read. You see the 66, so it kind of takes you downstairs. See, Mama Koreshama, yeah? Which means, obviously, if that's what the Reed holds over here, what is the hold of Rav Ban Tosfot? He doesn't, because he says b'firush that even if the goy does it in the Jew's house, why? What? What's going to happen? Even if he does it in my house, but if I see he knows how to cook my wow, ishtabach shemo, right? Okay, continue. Aval hashechar. We don't care who made the by bishul akum. We care who made the food. By the beer, we don't care who made the beer. What do we care? Where you're drinking it because of the shichrut.
Now,
he
why isn't the
Tosfot
reading the
Shechar
on the
Beit Shechar?
Why isn't the
Tosfot
reading the case of just taking it out of the store? Why did he say if you bring it to your house, it's Mutah? Love that, cut to your house?
Very good. In terms of Rav Papa versus Rav Achai, what do we hold like? You're going to have to wait till tomorrow. But this is what you saw before is Piskeri. It's not a Perush, it's Psakim from the Gemara. So obviously you see an indication of what? Of the Rabbah. Okay. Yeah, what are you saying?
Not just, it has to be in a Beit Israel, not just not in a Beit.
Another machloket, that was Tosfot. Now, listen to this. La'alan b'mchilti, now he quotes a Tosfot read later on in the Masechet. Tikra Ma'omer. La'alan b'mchilti,
Ha'masechet,
Katzav
Rabbeinu l'Tosfotav.
So not in the Piskeri, in the Tosfot read later on in the Masechet, he says a major chiddush based on this. Go ahead. Umva'er ze barichut, v'ze l'shonot.
כשהיהודי רואה גוי שיודע לתקן מאכלו, היטב מתאווה לתפשידו ונמשך אחריו ומתחתן בו. ואחר כך גזרו על הפת שראו...
Apparently this was a very big thing then. You know, the cooking? It was like a very powerful attraction. You hear what he's saying? People would like fall head over heels for a girl that knew how to cook. That was like it was a big thing. A Jewish girl? My boy. Obviously, the gedrets ni'ut v'zin, of course, but what's the worst that can happen? That you'll marry her? No. בסדר. בסדר, מה יש? No, so listen to what he's saying, Rabotai. He's saying, according to this, he says a big nafkamina. What happens by either pat or by bishul? A Jew cooks it, and he sells it to a goy. And then this goy wants to sell it to somebody else. Let's say there's no problem of basar shemita alimina. Let's say it's not basar. Stop. A Jew cooked rice, and then he sells it to a goy. And then a goy sells it to a Jew. Is it ne'esar because I sold it to a goy? Why not? Says David, that's exactly the point, because by bishul and by pat, we go after what? We go by who made it. And since originally it was made by a Jew, there's no more chashash, even though now, yes, it is in non-Jewish ownership, aval mikol makom, since it was originally made by a Jew, the chachamim didn't make a gzirah. What's going to be the same thing by beer? What happens if the Jew made the beer, brewed it, and then he sold it to a goy? That's going to be the nafkamim. Exactly. Asur. Yeah. See what he says? Go ahead. The chatnut de shechar barman. Which means, let's say, this goy offers me a beer in his house, whatever it is, yeah? And I'm not a chsinai or all the other things that Tosfot brings down that to you. Said, no, I'm good. Says, ma pitom, it's kosher. Chaim Yankel made it. Or, you know, Musa, whatever, you know, wherever you are. Aval, so he says, he made it, the Jew made it. Ma alacha, can you drink with him? No, because over there the problem is the shichrut, not who made it, like by bishul and by pat, and therefore, nafkamina medina, he says it's going to be asur.
Dine with him, eat with him.
I'm
not worried over there.
In bezek zira. Maybe it's not the best. Maybe it's not the best thing to do, but there's no gzira over there. Everything's kosher and whatever. Now again, drinking and whatever. But over there, and based on the read, this is, you know, Josh always asks me that question. What do you mean? There's no isur to sit with them and eat and whatever. Over here, the read says there's a fundamental difference between bishul and shechan. Bishul has to go with what? The cook. If I'm the cook, I'm not going to be mitlahev from him because I'm eating with him. You're mitlahev from whom? From the one who cooked it. By shechar, what's the problem? The intoxication. So it doesn't matter who made it. Even if the Jew made it. Fashteh, that's the issue.
Why don't we say that? Why doesn't Mar Shoshesh that if the Jew makes it, but it's for a non-Jew, the non-Jew will be mitlahev, and then they're going to intermarry the other way around?
Well, you can never stop a non-Jew from falling for a Jew. You know, that's an age-old thing. You know, Jewish girl, non-Jewish girls always try to get Jewish guys. Why is that? Because they have money. That's right. So that's a famous thing. Everybody knows.
And they're smart.
Huh?
And they're smart.
Yeah, they're smart. They have money. So that's an age-old... Everybody knows that. So that you can never stop. Who are we trying to stop? We're trying to stop the Jews. Not to say. Like, Manoah told Shimshon, what are you going after the Dina? Right? There's a lack of Jewish girls. Benot Amnecha, Amah. Yes, must speak. Lama, you're all to be stezanim. Now, what does a person have to look? Look. You think it's always people have these mistaken notions, these crazinesses that they. Oh no, but by goyim it's better. Why? Shlomo HaMelech writes in Mishnei Man Ginuvim Mitaku, and then you don't know all the not all, but you know many of these stories end up. You know how much like Mareru et Chayehim beAvodat Hashem beChomer uBenim uVchol Avodah Basadeh. They torture them. They have no lo yom ve lo laina. I know. Huh? Yeah. Shem Yerachem. That's people think that the grass is greener. This is also, by the way, the Bnei Musar. It doesn't. Chas v'shalom. We're not only talking about intermarriage. Kituno. Here's the sugya in the Gemara. But you know, people. Sometimes I speak about this all the time. People like to live in the dimension of the what if dimension. I could have done better. I settled. I should have settled. I should have, you know. Are you crazy? Mata. Right? That's the famous Darash Moshe in Parashat Vayechi that we say all the time. Don't think that you could have done better. It's crazy. Hashem gave you, nachon, ein mezavginu le'adam ila lefi ma'asav, but that's only where? Zivug sheni, the Gemara says. Yeah? Aval, zivug rishon is mamash mazalo shel ha'adam.
Are we all zivug sheni?
Huh? Aval, at the end of the day, it's crazy to think that. What if that's not healthy? It's crazy. I'll tell you, on Shabbat I gave a drasha about Tu B'Av, and something happened in Shul on Shabbat. You know, it wouldn't have been complete without this. Sometimes it kills me to see these things, but this is, you know, stuff happens in Shul. A lot of times, especially during this day and age, when there's a lot of stress and there's a lot of pressure and people are, you know, people a little bit mentally stressed out. Huh, what are you saying? You know, listen, coronavirus made everybody a little crazy. And also, right? Unfortunately. How much have you heard, besides for coronavirus, how many times have you heard in the past 4 or 5 months, mental health, emotional health, all, you know, why? Because these things take a toll. Chashuv meod, bruta nefesh. Person has to take care of that too. So, there's a guy, already from last week, there's a guy in the shul, and he said last week he had a yard site for his mother. So he donated a sefer Torah to the shul. I don't know my ish bezeh, but when a person has a yard site, he wants to take out his sefer Torah. So ish bezeh mashu, en bezeh mashu lo yoda. So, said beseder. After last week, last Shabbat, not this past, 2 Shabbatot ago, Parashat Devarim said, next week, remember, I have yard site for my father. I have to take it out again. So, we have, there's on Shabbat mornings, I left it there, and then there was another Sefer Torah, because we have 2 minyanim, one upstairs, one downstairs, to split it up so that there's distancing and whatever. So, there was another Sefer Torah that was ready. So the second minyan, the gabbai from the other minyan, the downstairs minyan, came to get the other Sefer and take it downstairs. What happened? The Ba'al Sefer, the owner of the second Sefer that was going to be taken downstairs, says, no, leave it here. I have yard site this week. I have yard site for my mother. I put 2 and 2 together real quick, and I saw already that this is going to be, you know, this. It's so not an issue, but it's going to turn into an issue. I was meeting a bay that it's going to turn into an issue. I said, no, dachila brazen. He's like, no, I have yard site this week. Send the other sefer Torah down. Okay, beseder. I sent the other sefer Torah down. I thought I was going to talk to the guy. Said it. Middle of davening, what happens? Boom. Shouts start erupting. Fighting. No. So, anybody who knows, I don't take well to talking during davening, and especially not fighting during tefillah. Fighting during tefillah, forget it. I lose myself. Machloket, in the middle of Bet HaKnesset, you get a machloket in a shul after coronavirus, you nuts. I stopped the davening. First time in my life, I think I spoke during Pesukei Dezimah. First time. I don't remember ever speaking during Pesukei Dezimah. So, I stopped it. I had to go and it wasn't like physical, there were 2 old people. It was weird. I looked at them and I said, first of all, there's no machloket here, we don't fight in the shul. There's no talking in the shul, and there's certainly no fighting. And I said, are you serious? I said, one of you, take the sefer. They both wanted to stay upstairs. I went, so one person, take the sefer down. I said, Ribono shel Olam, first of all, what's this thing with the sefer Torah? A. Second of all, you want your sefer nagid? So go down, pray over there if you want to hear. It's being read from, what do you care if you're there or not? No, I want my sefer, and I have to stay here. It's selfish a little bit. And 3, I said, the most important is what? I said, do you think this is bringing nachat ruach to the neshama? You have yard side for your father, and you have yard side for your mother. So what do? You're arguing that sefer Torah, you're causing people bitul kavana in the middle of tefillah, and you're fighting in the middle of betakneset. Wow, that's a great ilui neshama for both. Great job, people.
I've said this to them?
Yeah, privately. I said, in the middle of tefillah, I told one of the guys, I looked at him, I said, Zelo shaveh. I told him like that, very firmly. And said, no, slicha v'zim. But still he wanted it. I said, Zelo shaveh. I told him, it's not worth it. Don't do it. Don't fight. Shuls that have machlokot end up burning down. Baduk u'museh. Historically, we know that. Shuls that have machlokot get destroyed. Hashem yirachem v'yatzir. Ein machlokot. No machloket. Okay, so you know what? And if they didn't take out the Sefer Torah, what happens? I gave a drasha, not about this, but later on, when I spoke about Tu B'Av, I said, people grow up with all sorts of mistaken notions and put, you know, they have all sorts of weird value systems. They put all sorts of emphasis on things that don't matter. Not that the Sefer Torah doesn't matter, Chalila. Rather what? This one. which sefer goes up, which sefer goes down, who's staying up, who's going down. Maze, maze. And I said, where did these obviously not to, you never ever, even when you give musar, you never give musar about something fresh. You don't do that. Why? Because it can hurt the person and people understand who it's about. You don't give, you have to wait. You want to give musar, you have to wait a little bit. Let it be mishtakeach k'tat min alev. And then if you want to bring it up at a different time, it's a little bit common. You don't say musar right away. It's like that with children, it's like that with wives, especially with a spouse. You want to say, you want to criticize? You never criticize ala makom. Ever. Zilobari. You always wait for it to pass, and then, you know, at calmer times, you bring it up again. But mazir, you know where it comes from? It comes from Amaratsu. People don't have Torah. People don't have, they don't have a, like a, what's his name? Like a background in the Torah, and therefore, when you don't have a background in Torah, what would a Ben Torah have done in such a situation? A Ben Torah or a Sefer Torah? First of all, Hechan Shaman, you have such a minhag that you take out a Sefer Torah of a person when he has Yerzeit? Yesh kaz davar? Say, okay, Nagid. Yeah?
Same thing, they ask for it.
Yeah. Say, Nagid, okay? It's not brought down in any poskim. It's not brought down in any Sifre Minhagim. I'll tell you what, it's more for the Baal HaSefer than for the Neshama. Let's put it that way.
Yes.
It's like a thing, you know what I'm saying? It's makes them feel good. Beseder. Does Judaism have anything against making people feel good? Mapito. You should make a person feel good. You should make a person feel happy. Aval ma? When you take that, you make kar tafel, tafel kar, you make machloket, vazeh. Who screams the middle of davening? Who disturbs the middle of tefillah? For what? For machloket, chas v'shalom? And then, you know, you ever prayed in a shul where there's a machloket? For the rest of the tefillah, how do you feel for the rest of the tefillah if there's a fight in shul? You feel bad. You feel like I'm going to run away. It's not pleasant to be there. That's how I felt. Right? You ever been in a shul where there's a machloket in the middle of the shul? It's not fun. It's not fun. It feels... And then what? And then it festers in the nashana. For what? For this one had a... Yeah, it's different. Don't take it. You're gonna fight about it? Don't even do kriyat ha-Torah. Go learn something. Go learn some Mishnayot. Go donate some brachot to Avrechei Kolelim, Bnei Yeshivot. Go do something like that. What are you going to fight about? People have such misplaced value systems as a result of not being exposed to Torah. And you know what I realized also? The less a person's exposed to Torah, like the Chazan teach us, Zikne Ama Aretz Mitapeshin. You know what that means? Ama Aretz, as they get older, forget about losing it, like being senile. Ziknei Am Haaretz, even when they're not senile, but they're Amei Haaretzot, the older they get, the stupider they get. They say stupider things, they act stupider. Why? Because they don't have anything to ground them. Masha'en ken, ziknei talmidei chachamim ma? The older they get, yain yashan, bekankan chadash, right? It's dio katuv, al niyar chadash, right? All the mishalim in Pirkei Avot. Why? When a person's Talmid Chacham and he learns Torah and he gets older, a Talmid Chacham, a Ben Torah, a person with even a little bit of Torah background, he would have reacted to that situation much differently. Dil be'avo. Mata'aseh Hashem. Zekashe. You know, there's many things, many different stages in life where there are things that happen that don't rub us the right way. You know that? I'm not so old. Aval ma? There's many things that happen in my life, I can tell you from experience. Not that I have so much of it, but I can tell you experiences. There's many things every day of my life that don't rub me the right way. You know what Musar teaches us? You know what the Torah teaches us? Guess what? Things don't have to rub you the right way all the time. It's okay. Nobody ever died from not being rubbed the right way. Aval ma? Musar is you have to be mitgabir. There's two ways to deal with it. You know, sometimes I happen to have such a thing in shul. Another shul, by the way, there was a person in Yechavedat, a friend of mine in Yechavedat used to say, what a vart. You see different people, you ever wonder, there's many different personalities in shul, in a Beit HaKnesset. You ever, different people act in different ways. Some are louder, some are quieter, different strokes for different folks. A friend of mine, Talmid Chacham in Yechavedat used to say, the way a person acts in shul is a direct reflection of what goes on at home. People who don't get enough love and attention at home act out in shul. That's the way it works. People who are calm, it's a very interesting, you know, psychoanalysis. I'm not saying that it works all the time, but it's a good thing. Rabotai, I have a person who sits next to me in shul. Scan, I don't know if the guy's, you know, I don't want to talk too much. Daven's very loud. It's very annoying. Very annoying. Aval ma ani aseh? Ma ani aseh? What are you supposed to do? What does the Torah say to do in such a situation? It disturbs my kavanah. Yeah? But you know what? Even worse than disturbing kavanah, you're going to hurt a fellow Jew. You're going to hurt him. You tell him one thing, especially coming from the Rav. The Rav's going to tell him tishtokata. Right? Or pray quieter. Even if you say pray quieter. It's quiet. It hurts. How can you allow yourself to hurt a fellow Jew? What is that? No, now I'm able to be mechavin. You're able to be mechavin and your tefillot are going to hit what? When your tefillot are not going to pass the ceiling when you hurt a fellow Jew. Everything has to be in balance. A Jew, a Ben Torah, has to know not only, right? Lo amidrash ha'ikar, elam ma'aseh. A person has to know how to implement that. And when he does, so what do I do? What do I do? I train myself to zoom out. I don't hear it. I zoom out from that thing. You scan, I don't know if you can control it, you can't control it. Look at that. It's not my place. You didn't come to me for therapy. You know what? Maybe here. But to go over to a person and tell him, shh. There's so many things that we do in life. B'nei Torah put the emphasis on the ikar, ikar, and the tafil, tafil. That's the main thing over here. Rabotai, and that, you know, that really has to do with Tuba. But B'ezet Hashem, tomorrow we'll get to the Knesset Gdolah. There's a very interesting machloket between the Knesset Gdolah and Rabbeinu Yochanan. B'ezet Hashem, we'll see that tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.